Sure.
Good morning. Just I need to check if my sound's working. I have a bit of a technical problem here. You
We
can hear
can
me?
hear you. We can
Okay,
hear you.
fine. Okay, good. So then we can start. So yesterday we started. Started yesterday, we took a bit of a diversion. They discussed us a little bit. So we've set up to now that Rosh Hashanah is Chochmah. Chochmah is the Metziut. Let's just switch on the recording here. I forgot. Okay, fine. So Rosh Hashanah, we said, is Chochmah. That's the Metziut. That's the reality. That's the facts on the ground. Yom Kippur, we said, is Bina. We'll have to see where that fits in. Bina is learning something from something. And Sukkot, we said, is Das. Das, we said, is that thing which knows, it binds together the Chochmah and the Bina. It makes it practical. Kol Zman, it's just Chochmah and Bina. There's no impact on one's behavior. It doesn't change anything. The Sukkah is where it becomes bound. And Sukkah, we said, is Das. And Das, we took a bit of a track yesterday, a bit of a sidetrack, and we spoke about a little bit what Das is. That's the internal knowledge where you become mechubah, where you become connected to the knowledge. Kol Zman, the knowledge is outside of you, it's Chochmah and Bina. Then you're not bound to that knowledge, and you could know something and not function according to that knowledge. We see that all the time. However, when you have das, then you and the knowledge become one, and that impacts on the behavior. So we started a little bit. I said, let's stop, and we'll carry it on together. We'll carry it on today. we said that the three chagim of Tishrei is keneged that, keneged Chochmah Bina Das, Rosh Hashanah. Who Yoim Bria Sa'adam, Ubo Nishmala Bria. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the creation of Adam. And on that day, the Bria was Mushlam, because that was the piece, the purpose of the Bria. Shalavnem Hashem B'chochma Yosed Oretz. That's the Pasuk in Mishle, Hashem B'chochma Yosed Oretz. He founds, he establishes the earth, B'chochma. Bria Adam he chokhmah miyuchedes kmo shanu emrim hashiyotzes Adam b'chokhmah. Creating yesh miayin Adam is a unique chokhmah, a very special chokhmah, and that's the hashiyotzes Adam b'chokhmah, the bracha there. Yom Kippur hu shel yom shel tshuva, ala tshuva neema velavova yovin v'shova rapolo. We see that the pasuk in Yeshaya relates tshuva. And refuah, which is what tshuva is ultimately, v'levava yovin, and your mind will understand. That's bina. Okay, we'll expand that a bit. V'sukas leman yedu d'raseichem ki v'sukas yishavti. That's das. We see sukkah all over. It's leman yedu. That has to do with das. Okay, so that's what we did up to yesterday. I'm on pay base if anybody's interested, and now we can try and expand and understand what this is all about. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Shel Chochmah, and Yom Zeh Mizgala HaMetziyut LaAdam Al Yad HaShefa HaMo'iro Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Chochmah. What's Chochmah? It's the day on which reality gets revealed to a person via the Shefa, which arouses him. Let's see what that means. The Rambam says in Hilchus Tshuva, in Perigimon of Hilchus Tshuva, the Rambam says like this, Tekir Shefa B'Rosh Hashanah Remez Yeshbo. There's a deep hint to Tekir Shefa and Rosh Hashanah. Kloima, Uri Yesheni Mishnaschem, Uri Neodomim, Hakitsu Midor Mosam, V'chovshu B'maaseichem, V'chozru B'Tshuva, Zichru B'Oreichem. There's a bit of a mouthful there from the Rambam. What Shefa is, you have to wake up, you slumberers, from your sleep. And those that you that are near dom, I don't know the difference between sleeping near dom, those of you that are slumbering, whatever, arouse yourself from your slumber, check out your deeds, b'chayza b'tshuva, and remember your creator. Zochru b'reichem. Eila ha-sheichichim es ha-emes behev le'azman. These are the people that forget the truth because of the hevlei azman, the vanities, the narishkat of the times, so shogin kol shnosam behevel v'rik. They spend all their days involved in empty nonsense. Asher lo yoil v'lo yitzel. That doesn't help. It doesn't save a person. They spend most of their time doing stuff which is irrelevant. Habitel enaf shoseichem. Start looking at your neshama. Start looking at yourself as a neshama. Vativu darchem, improve your ways, umalaleichem v'yazov kol echad mem darchu haro umachshavoyis ashelo toiva. And then leave away all your ways that are evil and your thoughts that are not good. In other words, the Rambam's telling you, yeah, that you have to wake up and change. Look where you're going. Take stock. The business is going bankrupt. Yeah, we've lost sight of reality. We've got all caught up in fantasy world and we're not functioning properly. So therefore, stop, look around, make a cheshbon, see where you're headed, and do tshuva and come back. Recognize that you're a neshama, not a goof. Hashofar pokeach esenayim, the shofar opens your eyes. Ma'ires hayishenim umoydi alehem ki ha'olam hazeh einu hefka. It notifies you that this world's not hefka. V'aleim l'shu b'tshuva, you have to do tshuva. There's din v'cheshbon. Yesh din v'yesh dain, shleish esfarim niftachim. Wake up. The reality on Rosh Hashanah is a very serious reality, not poshut. That's the work of Rosh Hashanah, is to wake up and see the truth. And the truth of reality. What's this world? Why are we here? So that's Chochmah. Chochmah is being in touch with reality. Just what's real? Is Hashem the king? Is the king. So then make him the king. get him. You have to make him the king. You have to make him king over yourself. You need to do everything. You're going to have to give cheshbon. You're going to give din v'cheshbon. There's a trial going on. Yes, yom din. And you have to prepare yourself. That's reality. So that's the void of Rosh Hashanah, to wake up and to see the emes the way it is. Fine, but you can do that and not change. Magia Yom Kippur, b'yom ze levov yovin. That we said before the pasuk from Yeshaya, that's the day levov yovin. Ada yom yadanu sheyesh oilam shel schavoinish. Yesh oilam shel mitzvahs. Ava ma mashmeyisam. Up to Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah tells us that there's a world. And this world has schavoinesh, and there's a world of mitzvahs, and you have to keep the mitzvahs, and you get rewarded if you do, and you get punished if you don't. That's the world. That's our oilam. That's our mabatam. That's oilam mamishpat. That's an hagos mamishpat that we saw last week in Pirkei Machshava. Fine. That's Rosh Hashanah. Aval, what does it mean? What's the implications? How does that impact on me? ביום זה, על יום כיפר, אנו מבינים שדברים אלו מחייבים אותנו. On Yom Kippur, you understand that this has something to do with you. This obligates. There's an obligation here. אוי למזוודה למשמוי של היהודי, הוא יוכל להיות מלאך. Yom Kippur tells a Jew, one second, you're looking at your neshama, you think you're in a neshama, you have shaykhus to ruchnias, you don't get it. On Yom Kippur, you realize you're shechting a malach. You have a purpose. You have Torah and mitzvahs, tshuva v'maisim tovim. Person has a tafkid, he has work to do. It's not just that there's a world and there's chavo enish, there's metzil, there's chochma. That's the data that you have on your hard drive. What do you do with that now? On Yom Kippur, you get to see that this is real. You get to see that there's implications and that there has to be avoider here. There's an avoider, there's a recognition that, wow, look what I look like. Look what I look like on Yom Kippur. Phew. I'm almost a sheikh to Malchus, I'm a sheikh to transcendence. The world that I was living in the last year is the local kach kashua life. There's another world, there's a higher world, there's a transcendent world that I have sheikhs to. V'inei, istalkes ha-shechina, the shechina goes away at ne'ila. And we stay with wonderful memories of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's what it is. Achshav chosru lanu adas. What's lacking now is das. Lekashe et haRosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur la'adam atzmai. To take the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur and to bind it to me. Up to now, it's been information, data. You know there's a metziut, there's a reality, Hashem's the king, there's din, there's dayan, there's consequences for the way you behave, there's chavoinesh. On Yom Kippur, you recognize that you have relevance to that, that that world of transcendence is relevant to you, you shaykh to that. To being a malach, greater than a malach even, but it's still outside of you. Now it needs to come inside. V'zeh chag ha-sukkos. L'man yeidu d'orosechem. V'zeh ruach ha-kodesh. Adam yoytzi midiras ha-kever shelo, mi-chay ha-chulin. Person leaves his temporary dwelling, his life of secularism, of chulin, of chomrios. U'makadesh es ha-ruach sheloi. And he sanctifies his inner essence, his soul. U'helech l'chasot b'tzile de menusa. He goes to live in the shade, what's called the tzile de menusa, the shade of imuna. And now he's living together with the avos hakadoshim. He takes the arba minim, the lulav, the esrog, the adasim, the arovos. Hashidra shel lulav doim leshidra shel adam. We know the lulav is the spine of the person. Vadas doim leayin. The adas is the eyes. You know, he has holy eyes. He has unbelievable eyes now. Varova doim lepe. The rov is the mouth. He sanctifies his mouth. Vayesrog doim leleiv. Es hashidra v'alev, es hanayim v'sfasayim, oiches oisem b'yodav oima hoidu l'ashem kitoiv. He takes his spine and his eyes and his mouth and his heart. And what does he proclaim? Hoidu l'ashem kitoiv. Zehu das. Adam ha-shayech es ha-kol alav. What is das? You make what's happening outside of you relevant and connected to you. Zu tshuva mi'ava, and that's what he's calling tshuva mi'ava. Tshuva habo mi'alev mimenu atzmoi mi'aruach hakadusha shel adam. That's where tshuva comes from within you. It's not coming because of an outside stimulus. It's coming from a bechira within. You're taking your whole being and you're proclaiming hoidu l'ashem ki toiv. No matter what. No matter what, ki lo'ilam, even when it's hidden, aval zechasto, we see the chesed. Sukkos anu mechabrim es haseichel la'adam. Anu meshechazrim es kol ha-kedusha v'atara she'esongnu b'rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur u'machnisem oisem l'toch chayeinu v'zeh chibu amok yoisem. Really what you're doing on Sukkos is you're taking everything that you achieved on Rosh Hashanah, Seremei Tshuva Yom Kippur, and instead of it just fizzing out and getting lost and blowing in the sky, in the wind, you're taking it and you're impregnating it very deeply into yourself and becoming one with that attainment there on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You see, it's very interesting. Whenever you see that the Klal Yisrael attained a new spiritual level, so from there, they always went to Sukkos. They always went to Sukkos. Klal Yisrael come out to Mitzrayim, they go to Sukkos. Yaakov Avinu comes away from achieving what he achieved with the war against Esav and the Sar of Esav, and he achieves his new daga called Yisrael. And where does he go? Sukkos. He builds Sukkos, and he moves into and he calls the place Sukkos. When a person's had an unbelievable spiritual attainment, it gets lost very quickly. It gets lost very quickly. What he needs to do is he needs to bind himself to that knowledge. He needs to become one with that knowledge. That's what Sukkos does. Sukkos is Laman Yedu. That's called Das. Also has something to do with the guf. Sukkos, you take your entire being into the Sukkot. It's only mitzvah you do totally, totally with your entire guf. Every hair on your head is Makayming a mitzvah when you're sitting in the Sukkot. Even when you're sleeping in the Sukkot, the whole guf's Makayming mitzvahs. And therefore the guf becomes Shaykh. You internalize this knowledge so much that it becomes one with you. You and your neshama become one. It's not two external ramifications. On Rosh Hashanah, you had unbelievable levels. Yom Kippur, wonderful levels. And the next day, it's gone. Because it came from outside. Sukkos has to last. It's got to take all the achievements from Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and you can become one with it. Guf as well. That's it, Sukkos. Okay, there's much to be talked about Sukkos. Sukkos is a big sugya. But we said we'd learn the sefer, so let's learn the sefer. Fine. Okay, so it goes on like this. That's clear, yeah? It's the basic structure of the three chagim. Even if we would stop now, there's a big insight here. We didn't realize that somehow Rosh Hashanah has something to do with Yom Kippur, that we understand. But that somehow Yom Kippur has something to do with Sukkos, and Sukkos is really the hashlama of all the avoid of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. It's there to protect it, because we all have that problem. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur gone, and now, now there's sort of like this new chag, which Hashem didn't know what to do with, so he sort of tugged it in at the end of, anyway, you're busy the whole of Tishrei with chagim, so whatever, do Sukkot then. Why don't you do it with Pesach time, because really Shaykh to Pesach? No, because it's summer and it's winter, and we want people to know that you're doing it for a mitzvah, because in summer people go into Sukkot anyway. So where are we going to put it? So we can't put it in the depths of winter, because then, unless you live in England, it's the depths of winter the whole year. So Hashem tagged it on, and the end of Rosh Hashanah gives you 4 days to get ready. No. The Sukkot had to be now. Because without Sukkot, your Yom Kippur and your Rosh Hashanah get fizzled into emptiness. So we need the Sukkot. We need to go from Yom Kippur into Sukkot. That's what it says. You should go straight from Yom Kippur into Sukkot. And start dealing and dabbling and working with Sukkot straight after Yom Kippur. Okay. So now he brings another depth here. There's another level which he wants to look at. It says like this. There's another depth here. I'm going to bring you a sword from the Briskarov, which we'll see what we do with that. The Rambam Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, in the Rambam Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Bini Megadef Es Hashem, Maybe stay doyos al ezes shem chayev. There's two names of Hashem, and they're the Rambam Medina. I haven't looked inside it, and I'm learning this together with you. It says like this: Yesh oimim shechayev rak ibu bate es Hashem ba'adnus. The name we know what's called Yud Kei Vav Kei Shem Adnus. Only chayev and megadef if he uses Shem Adnus. Yesh oimim shechayev rak im pirush es Hashem ha'mefoirash k'kasivso. And the Rambam says on both those names he gets skila. Okay, I don't know exactly what the machlok is. I don't know the Gemara. I'm not sure what the Rambam is referring to. But Zash Taitin Rambam. The Rav Mibrisk. So the Brisker Rov in his sefer on Chiddush Rambam. Makshal teaches the Rambam. V'hoed enem agad of chayv ele yimum avates Hashem amefeirash. Claimim shem echad bilvad. On the Rambam says you chayv on both. Also briskerov, but there can't be because you only chayev if he articulates the Shem HaMefeirash, which is one name only. So what's his kasha? He's only chayev if he expresses the Shem of a Furish. That means one name. No, you can have a sofek. How do you express the Shem of a Furish? Is it ba'adnus or ba'havaya? There's two different ways of saying the Shem of a Furish. That we understand. It could be this. It could be that. But how can you say that he's chayev on both? It's either one or the other. It can't be chayv on one. Either the Shem HaMefeirash is this or it's that. It can't be both. It can only be chayv on one. So how does he become chayv according to the Rambam on both that he gets skila? It can't be. So it says that there's a machlokas what it is. But it only can be one. It can't be both. So how can he be chayv on both? It can only be one. Yeah, you either chayv if you say one or you chayv if you say two. You can't be chayv on both because one of them's not. So, okay, once again, I haven't seen the Gemara there, and the Rambam, it's a Briskerov's kashan, the Rambam, there's a sugya. I'm not sure what's going on, but let's see what comes out the Yisod here. It says like this, Amar Rav Mibris Yisod Nifla. Chazal lo imrim b'kiddushin, ala posuk ze shmi lo eilam v'ze zichri lo dodo. Chazal say on the Pasuk, this is my name forever, and this is my memory from generation to generation, the Pasuk in Shmois. Oyma Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara in Kiddushin. Lo kesheni nichtav ani nikro. Not the way I'm written, am I called? Siv v'kriya. Nichtav ani v'yud hei. I'm written with a yud and a hey. V'nikra ba'alef dalet. And I'm called Adnus. I'm called B'Shem Adnus, the Aleph and the Dalet. So it means you write my name the way we write it in the Siddur, with the Yud and the Hey, and the Vav and the Hey, but we don't pronounce it like that. We pronounce it Loshan Adnus. Says the Brisker Rav. So that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Says the Brisker Rav. Haksiv v'kriya shel Shem Hashem, enu k'kol kriya v'ksiv b'shmei Torah. There's lots of things in the Torah where the Torah writes something one way and we say it another way. There are many places where you see that. It says the Brisker Rav, the kriya and the ksiv of the Shema Mefirash is not like all other ksiv kriyas. It's not like all other ksiv kriyas. For example, in the Torah ksiv nar, the kriya hi nara, it's talking about a nar. But the way we read it is Nara, Nara Morosa. It's written Nar without the hay. But you say Nara. So Pirush Hu, Sheksuva Kan Mila Achas, Vani Kuri Mila Cheres. What's Pshat? You wrote one word and I'm reading another word. You wrote Nar and I'm reading Nara. That's the normal Pshat in Ksiv Kriya. One word's written and I'm pronouncing it another way. Aber B'Shem Hashem, Eina Kevana Sheksuva Kan Mila Achas, Vani Kuri Mila Cheres. But in the Kriya and the Ksiv that the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about, it's not that there's one name Yan, I'm reading it differently. It's Aloch HaLamoshi Misinai that the way you say the Yud Kei Vav Kei is Adnus. Not that there's one thing, but you read it differently. No, it's the same thing. Klaima kamoshi kibanu she alef kairim alef, kamor kain kibanu she havaya kairim mevatim adnus. The same way as you know that an alef is called an alef, yeah? Alef's an alef. Not a base, it's an alef. So too, the yud kei vav kei is loshan adnus. It's not that you write yud kei vav kei and then you say ador. No, it's not two separate things, it's the same thing. That thing that's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, which you would think should be pronounced differently, that's pronounced Adnus. Yeah, that's clear. Yeah, that's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. The normal understanding of what's Ksiv V'Kriya, is you wrote Nar. That's one thing. But when you read Nara. That's something else. It's not that the way you say Nar is Nara. No, it's two different things. That's clear. The Torah wants you to know that there's two things here. I'm writing it one way. I want you to say the other thing. There's a Nar and a Nara. Those are not the same things. So why did you write Nar and I have to read Nara? Good, that's another discussion, but they're two separate things. Yeah, they're not two separate things. What's written in the Torah, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's Adnus. It's not that there's one thing called Yud Kei Vav Kei and there's another thing called Adnus. When I write Yud Kei Vav Kei, I want you to say the other thing. No, that's the same thing, the Zelbe Gezach, that's the Otto Davar. Clear? That's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. Far. V'mis boinu b'yisodesh ha-Brisker Rav, im yom kippa achas b'shana, k'she ha-koin godol ha-yimaski es ha-shem k'ksivosoi. We know that in Yom Kippur, the Koin Godol says the name, ha-mefirash, she says it the way it's written. Once a year, we say the name the way it's written, not the way we say it. That's a big, big sugya, yeah? Don't know how it looked this year in your Yom Kippur. It was a bit, part of it I did at home and whatever. I didn't have the whole singing and the whole, wow, spine-chilling stuff. That's like the peak of the whole Yom Noirim is that moment, yeah? When the Kohen Gadol, Hashem HaMefirash, wow. They fell on their faces. Comes out according to the Shtikal Brisker Rav, Noirav Nifla. Whenever you make a bracha and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, what we call Hashem, but we say it Loshen Aleph Dalet, you say the Shema Mefirash. That's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. If you would pay attention to what you just learned now, you would never just spit a brocha out of your mouth. Every time you make a brocha, it's va'koyanim va'am, ha'yo'im din va'zor, v'noiflim al p'nayim, because you're saying the Shema Mefirash. V'ashteit in Briskerov, that's the Briskerov's chiddush, an unbelievable chiddush. We think, you know, there's Loshon Yudkei Vavkei, which the Kohen Gadol says on Yom Kippur once a year, and that's wow, that you fall on your face for when you hear that. And then there's like, we have another name, like Adnus, you know, we have Loshon Adnus, which we kind of say, because whatever, we don't really know, we can't complain God or whatever, we can't have to set it. No, that is the Shema Mefirash according to this. Ah, but it's written Yudkei Vavkei, Usada. But that, according to the Brisker of the Trat in the Ramba, that's the same, that is the Shema Mefirash. Unbelievable. If you understand what we've just said now, that's big news. Big news. Yeah. Okay, you can don't stick a lomdus in the vadim as well. Yeah, it's not okay. So he goes on and explains what I just said now. But derech klal anu regilim lachshov shishnem shnei shemes kadoshim shem avay v'shem adnus v'ahevdel shal mushmoise shnei shemes ugodl. We always thought up to now that these two names, Shem Avaya and Shem Adnus, these are two separate names, and the difference between them is massive. Wow, big, big, big difference. Shem Avaya Moira Kasha Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'aveh Se'olam B'kol Rega V'rega. Shem Avaya is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is creating the world, he's involved in the world every moment. Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'aveh Se'olam Yesh Mi'ayin Me'efes Mochla. Hashem created the world from nothing, from emptiness, from nothing. Oh, it's huge. Lifnei Ateva Havaya, the Loshon Yud in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Moiral Pu'ula Tmidis, that teaches about an ongoing process. Kamo Shomaviya Kacho Yase Iyod, Pirushashi Dova Havaya V'Todis, something that you're doing, Kacha Yase, from Loshon Yase, that's something that's continuing all the time. Kamo Shomaviya Kani Hashem Lo Shanisi, I'm Hashem, I haven't changed. Akorish Bo Cholom Mishtane, who Tomid Bo Isa Matzav Kavua, he never changes in the same Matzav all the time. Bain Bazman Shabesa Migdash Kaim, Bain Shabesa Einkaim, Bain Shisha Shamisol Al Admosom, Bain Shamisol Bagulusum, Tommy, Tom and Akosh Bochum, Akamas Oilan Lefi Tachnis Kavu, who built him Ishtana Vazuha, Mashmoishel Shemavaya. Shemavaya means no change. Hashem doesn't change. The Bais HaMikdash gets described, we're going to Golos, we're living in Eretz Yisrael, we're doing. Shemavaya doesn't change. Hashem is Makaim the Oilam, the way he set out to Makaim the Oilam, and there's nothing that changes by him, there's nothing. Everything carries on the same way it was. That's Loshon Havaya. Lumazois Hashem Adnus Adona Kol, the Loshon of Adnus, which is Adona Kol, Moira La Shlita Shela Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't know what this word's been scratched out here. Ba'aleinu Hanhoga V'Shlita Yishnem HaBeshinui. In Ba'olomeinu maybe, where the Hanhoga and the Shlita, Hashem's way he conducts himself and the way he runs the world changes, there are lots of Shinui, lots of different changes. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, you see Hashem's Hanog in the world, B'chush. It's a Nisoinus in the Beis HaMikdash. K'sham Yisrael ha'im b'midva v'ayit ziriba l'aman, miyad bo nechoshim v'nesrofim v'noshcho yisom. Klal Yisrael starts kvetching about the man, boom, straight away snakes come and start biting them. V'le k'yom Hanog hi acheres l'gamre. Today you don't see that. Person can be megadif and mecharef. He can say whatever he wants today. Rachman al etzlan, but klum shum davar lo kara. Hashchina ya be'esta. The way people talk today, if it was back then, whoa. Today it's all hidden. Even when things happen, so bolet, we still have room to say ma, mioma, mioma, zlo kol kach. You know, even when you see. You see this corona thing, whatever. Mamash the Yad Hashem bolet. No. You can say no. You can say yes. It's from China. It's going like that. It was this. It was that. Lo bezash gocha protis. You see it. Mioma. Shemavaya, that doesn't happen. That only can happen in the world of Adnus. Because the Shechina is behesta. Can I carry on just 1 minute here? I see we are late, but I just want to carry on 1 minute. Ulam bo harav mi brisk. Bechidish lani yosot oxen. The Briskerov comes and teaches us a moedik a chidish moedik. Hakriya shel adnus hi hakriya shel avaya. It's the same thing. Al nachshov shemash anu roi mulei naim zua emes v'shlita kodesh baruch hu mudbeles chas v'chilila. don't think that what you're seeing with your eyes is the real world, and that somehow Hashem is limited, and he can't, chas v'chalila. Ela gam hayom Hashem shoylet es ha-shlita shel havaya de shlita amitis. Even today, we don't see it, but know, but an amana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world with havaya. Total control. That's pshat. She'adnus is the creator of havaya. What we see is adnus. So you think it's something different from havaya? No, it's the same thing. What's really running the world in the depth, what's hidden, but it's still running the world, that's the havaya. Ha'adnus va'havaya einu shnei shemes ele shem echad. Those are not two different names, and therefore they're not two different tanhogas. In Achinami, we see them differently, but it's all havaya. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing what he's supposed to be doing, what he's doing, what he's always been doing. Nothing's changed. Inen ze bole de bitu b'mashi yesh oimri b'tfila l'shem yichud kutsha brichu shchintei. You do say it, you don't say it, there's a whole tumult whether you can say it, you can't say it. Truth of the Nodi Yehuda says you shouldn't say it, whatever, I'm not going to get into it, it's printed in the Sidurim, but he's bringing this out here. The Shem Yehuda Kutcher Brichu, interesting, Rav Pinchas Zatzal. Pinchas Zatzal was a Slonim Chosid. You know, he's a nephew of Reb Zelig, Eli. You know that Rav Pinchas is a nephew of Reb Zelig. Rav Pinchas's late mother, Reb Zelig, of Rav Noach. Rav Noach Weinberg's mother, Rav Noach Weinberg's sister was Rav Pinchas's mother. Rav Zelig is also a nephew of Rav Noach, and therefore him and Rav Pinchas were first cousins. So just interesting. So he's a Slonim Chosid, the Weinbergs, and whatever. Rav Pinchas was a Slonim Chosid, but he was also a Brisker. He learned by the son of the Brisker Rav. He learned by Shobe, so as a Ganser Brisker, the same as Rav Zelig. A Gor Ganser Brisker, but with a Hasidish twisting. That's how he got so close to Rav Zriel. Rav Zriel also. Rav Zriel's a Satma Chosid, but with a brisker perspective. Okay, whatever that all means. I'm not taking too much time here. But that's what we say there, the bracha, l'shem yichud, I'm doing this, l'shem yichud. Kodesh Baruch Hu, zeh Hashem Havaya. What's Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's Hashem Havaya. Ashlita gemuro shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's total control of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Shchinte, haynu kama hu shoychein b'neinu. What's the shchina? Shchina is from Loshon shochein. How much does he dwell amongst us? How perceptible is he? The Beis HaMikdash, shochein yosa. In the Beis HaMikdash, so there was more shchina. There was more, he was shochein more. Begolus, shchinte begolusoi. In Golus, the shchina is in Golus. Zuhu shem adnus. That's the Loshon adnus. Vanu boim umachedim meshtei shemes l'shem yichud. We take, when we do the mitzvah Hashem Yichud, what do? We take the anhoga of Adnus, and we mechabeh of Havaya, of Giloi, and we mechabeh that to the Loshon of Shechina Begolus, of the Shechina that's not dwelling here, and we make it one. And that's what we just said. That's the chibur of the Shem Havaya. We say it, we write it one way, and we say it another way. It's the same thing. It's not two separate things. It manifests differently. Our perception is different. We don't perceive it like the Kohen Gadol and the Am Yisrael by the Beis Hamikdash. We don't perceive it that way. We perceive it the Shem Adnus Shchina b'Degulusa. There's no Shochenya. The Shchina is not Shochenya. But you must know that it's the same thing. Nothing's changed. It's the same Avaya. It's just we perceive differently because Hashem's hidden it because that's what we need. Okay, so these are lofty ideas, very heiliger high ideas, but not impossible to understand. And now we have to see what that has to do with sukkah. How does this manifest and how does this work together in our understanding of sukkah? And how we deal with that lamaisa, locha maisa, practically, what's it got to do with me? What does it have to do with das? What does it have to do with anything really? So, okay, let this settle. Once again, these are sugyas you can't... can't grab hold of them, but these two anhogas of Hashem that we look at, that's what you have to take away, are these two separate anhogas that we look at Hashem as being somehow two different things. There's this wild name called Havaya, and then there's this other name which we say because we're not big enough to say the other name. No. The Zolbi Kazach, when you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, when you're saying the Loshon Adnus in your Brocha, it's the same as the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur saying the Shema Mefoirash, because that's the Brisk Kos Chiddush, the same name. That's how the Rambam says you can be you chayv on both. How can you get skill on both? It's either one or the other. No, they're the same thing. Unbelievable. I mean, just the Brisker Rov on its own is kishmak to learn that, just to learn that Rambam. The Rambam's impossible to understand. Rambam's impossible to understand. How can be chayv on both? It's either one or the other. No, no, no. They're the same thing. Therefore, either one you use, you're saying the same thing, so you should be chayv either way. Anyway, so that is interesting shot in the Rambam, and Rav Pinkus to extract that and to use it here also. Very, very unbelievable. Nice Torahs here. But they have to have man, they have to have meaning and relevance to our practical lives. So Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, B'siyata Dishmaya, we'll meet again. A good moed.
Hi, Chkayach.
Hi, thank you, Rav Shea.
Good moed.
A good moed, Rav Avram. Both Rav Avrams. Oh, look, really nice. Good moed, everybody. Take good care. Have a wonderful Sukkot, wonderful day. Stay out of trouble.